Aerial 54, in high fidelity stereophonic, supersonic, electronic.
We'll be right back. Area 54 in 192.44. High Fidelity Sonic Electronic Stereo Phonic.
Thank you. cruising at an altitude of 94.7. Interior cabin pressure maintained and chilled by area 54.
Just come. Tim Mike with Area 54. Good evening. The Chill Show here at 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. Music from Cut Copy. Played a track called Stars. We got that off of a release called the International Supercuts, Star Time. Wonder if that's some label from our, from Down Under.
It must be Star Time International. Star presents Time. Supercuts.
Milo with Xenophile off of Destroy Rock and Roll. And he's due for a new album. Yeah, that other album's been around for, what, 2 years now? I'm ready for some new Milo.
I'm ready for a sophomore slump, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to take like 13 years off Portishead did or whatever. Sure. Portishead take 13 years off?
Well,
they did, didn't they?
I think a lot of people will forget about him if he does that.
Yeah, I better. He's definitely not. He wasn't at the Portishead caliber when he first came out.
No.
The Orb with Once More off of Sidonia, and Cicada with Tricks off of their debut release, which was simply called Cicada. Strike Boys with a song called Everybody off of Playtime, which is by far one of their best albums. It was grapefruit flavored green tea time, and then it came out with Playtime.
Playtime.
And after that, they went downhill.
Being in a boy group, which wasn't a great album.
They kind of went to like funky breaks.
Yeah. One of three ain't bad, I guess.
Two of three.
So the Orb's due for a new album out, and supposedly they've gone a little bit more accessible mainstream. Of course, I've heard that before.
What does that mean? They got guitars in their music?
Yeah, it's been a few years. They came out with an album, Bicycles and Trescles, a few years back, and they say they are reforming, which kind of is interesting to me because they've put out so much material. I don't really see why they'd say they're reforming, or maybe the person that was writing the article said they were, and I was like, they've been around for a long time, and they have come out with tons of material. It's just not really available in the United States. A lot of it is not. But anyway, The Orb's got a new album coming out. It should be pretty cool. The Sidonia albums are a really good one.
You know, Tim, I read those sheets that we get from the record labels as well. I mean, it's always some marketing rep for the company. For
those
guys.
Doesn't know anything. Who thinks it's just a new band?
Just whatever. He's just writing something. You know, yeah, it sounds good. They're reformatting. And we're talking about it, though, so it works.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Area 54. We're on Friday and Saturday nights here, 94.7, midnight till 2. And if you want to drop us a line, email us at area54@94.7.fm. Okay, Cut Copy, they are coming to town here, and we're going to go see this show. Going to be at the Doug Fir on the 28th. And the song we're going to play here is called Nobody Lost, Nobody Found. They're going to be promoting their new album called In Ghost Colors. This is one of the tracks off of it. Great track. Check it out. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 and The Chill Show.